supposed to be at work. Is everything okay?
Not really. Mike gave me this impossible assignment. He wants me to find some cutting-edge writer's intern, and I just don't know where...
Whoa, whoa, whoa! Back up, rewind. Did you say writer's intern?
Yeah, and get this. This person has to be a journalism major.
I'm a journalism major.
Plus, they have to have some sort of college newspaper experience.
I have some sort of college newspaper experience. Josh, you gotta give me an interview.
I would, but unfortunately, some guy already slipped Mike his girlfriend's name.
Well, that's it? They're not even gonna interview anyone else? That hardly seems fair.
It isn't fair. At least not for the other people, because Mike's hiring you!
Oh my gosh, Josh, this is fantastic! You're the greatest boyfriend in the universe, and I know, I've been out there.
Well, I have to admit, this wasn't a completely selfless act. Having my girlfriend at work means I'll get to do a lot more of this.
Whoa, 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 back up, rewind. I don't think anyone at the newspaper should know about us.
Sabrina, Mike already knows we're a couple.
But I don't want anyone else to know. I mean, this is my first newspaper job in the real world. It's important that people see me as a professional, not just the photographer's girlfriend.
Fine, okay, as far as I'm concerned, we've never met. You're just some anonymous ditzy blonde.
You're the best! Whoa. Professional? I mean, I was kind of going for Katie Couric meets Connie Chung with a big smear of Ted Koppel.
Well, that killed that fantasy.
Maybe this will bring it back. One last kiss before we've never met.
Oh, yeah, very discreet. The office will never figure out that you two are dating.
Oh, Mike, I just want you to know how much I appreciate this.
Talk is cheap. You come with me. And you, go play with your camera. I'm assigning him a top reporter, Rebecca Scott. Okay? If you're smart, you're gonna learn everything she has to teach you. Sabrina, Rebecca, Rebecca, Sabrina. The tour is officially over. If you don't mind, I've got a newspaper to run and a bear claw to dunk.
Fine, as soon as Kennedy is available, have him call me back on my private line. Wow, you were calling Senator Kennedy?
No, Jose Kennedy, my hairdresser. It's Ted I can get a hold of.
So you are my new intern?
Yeah, I'm Sabrina Spellman. I go to Adams College. I write for the school paper. I did a little expose on sororities. Well, actually, it was 912 words. That might make it a little bit more big than little.
Sabrina, there is no need to be nervous. I started off as an intern, too, so I know exactly what you're going through.
Oh, so you noticed the lack of oxygen flowing through my brain?
Look, obviously, you're very qualified for this job. Otherwise, you wouldn't have beaten out the tons of other people I'm sure Mike interviewed.
Yeah, you know, the process was brutal. Oh, obviously it took a toll on my reflexes. And as soon as I pick up these pencils, I can get started on anything you want. You know, phone calls, fact-checking, research.
How about researching if there's a fresh pot of coffee?
I'm on it.
A black, no sugar.
Got it.
Kitchen's upstairs.
You're good.
Chin.
Again? You must be cheating.
Yes, that must be it. How else could a college professor with a PhD in quantum physics possibly outsmart a cat?
Great! Hildy's back. Now we can play old maid.
Actually, I'm more in the mood for go fish.
Yeah, I was making a joke!
And now I'm laughing. Silly, you should have come with me. I went bargain hunting in ancient Rome. Look what I got from Cassius Onlius. I practically stole it. A 22-carat gold necklace for 50 lira.
Wow. Did that include the green ring around your neck?
Oh, that grape-gorging goat trader is gonna pay.
On the positive side, it brightens up your pasty complexion.
Hold on. How many times does that scoundrel have to rip you off before you learn your lesson? Cassius Onlius would sell his own mother for a profit.
Actually, he sold her for 2 javelins and a wheel of Parmesan. And this wouldn't have happened if you'd come shopping with me.
To the land of no deodorant? I think not.
Take me. I enjoy living on the edge.
So, Spellman, how goes this?
Great. I have mastered the toner change, and I'm currently working on my third paper jam.
Yeah, well, when you're done unjamming, I need 30 copies of this. Then I want you to hightail it over to the conference table. Rebecca and the guy who isn't your boyfriend need your help with a big story they're working on.
Copies collated and stapled.
It's amazing.
Well, you know, once you've cleared one jam.
No. Our copier neither collates nor staples.
But your new intern does.
Josh, have you met our new intern, Sabrina?
No. Perfect stranger. I've never seen this woman in my entire life. I mean, hi. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you, too. It's, Josh, right?
Right. And Sabrina, right?
Right. Okay. So, Mike said you might need some help with the story you're working on?
Yeah. This one is front page. Animal testing in the cosmetics industry. Josh is going to be taking all the photographs, and you will be doing a lot of research.
Great. So, where do I start? Who, what, where, why, or how?
Let's start with who. Who wants lunch? Josh, should we send her out for Chinese or deli?
You want Sabrina to get my lunch?
Well, not just your lunch, everybody's. She is the intern, and that's what she's here for, right, Sabrina?
Right. So, what can I get you?
Really, I'm fine. I ate yesterday.
Yes, but it's today, and it's time to eat again. So, what would you like?
I'd like you to stop asking me what I'd like. I'm not hungry.
Well, I am starving. So, get me a BLT and the turkey sandwich that Josh would have if he were hungry. I'll be right back. I'm checking with copy.
What are you doing? Why wouldn't you just give me your stupid lunch order?
I'm sorry, I'm just not comfortable sending my girlfriend out to run my errands.
Look, Josh, you gotta get over this whole Mr. Caring sensitive thing. Okay, when we're here, I'm not your girlfriend. I'm a nameless, faceless drone. We should get that through your thick head.
Keep talking and the girlfriend thing won't be an issue.
Now that's what I wanna hear.
Guys, I need a favor. I may be getting a call from my boss, Rebecca, and in case I'm not here, I don't want anyone giving her information as to my whereabouts or who I'm with.
So you're on the paranoia wagon. Welcome aboard.
I don't get it, Spellman. You get a job at a newspaper where the whole point is to tell the truth. Then, the minute you get there, your whole life becomes a lie.
Not a lie. A protective privacy defense system.
Guys, I want to establish credibility on my own terms. I don't want anyone thinking I'm just there because I'm Josh's girlfriend.
Hello? Maybe Sabrina's here, maybe she's not here. Who wants to know?
Hello? Hi, Rebecca. Really, you liked my research on animal testing? Wow, that means a lot coming from a seasoned professional like you. Yeah, it is unbelievable. Who in their right mind would put lip gloss on a schnauzer? Great, see you tomorrow. Rebecca liked my research. She thinks I have potential. Me, Sabrina the intern, not Sabrina Josh's girlfriend.
I still think you've got to be careful. Secrecy and deception have a way of coming back to haunt you.
You know, it's cynical thinking like that. It takes the joy out of the human experience. I'm out of here. And don't even ask me where I'm going. Okay, if you must know, I'm going to the library.
Morgan, why are you throwing away good dishes?
Duh, they've all been used.
We've got a huge dishwasher in the back. His name is Hank.
Whatever. This whole working for a living thing is a lot trickier than I thought.
Yes, I'm sure it's not an easy jump from princess to waitress.
No kidding. I mean, you'd think instead of cutting me off cold turkey, Daddy would have canceled the platinum card first and then slowly weaned me off the gold.
Speaking of gold, that's a nice piece of South Africa on your finger.
Oh, thanks. This was BDCMO. Before Daddy cut me off.
Look at the size of that thing. No wonder you can't balance a tray.
Yeah, you don't find many full-faceted diamonds with a VVS of 2.
Sounds like you know your jewelry.
Let's put it this way. Not only did I have breakfast at Tiffany's, I stayed for lunch and dinner.
Morgan, how would you like to cut out of here and do some shopping?
Oh, I'd love to. But what about all these dishes?
Oh. Done.
Wow, this is what I call shopping.
Yeah, too bad you won't remember a thing when we get back. Yo, Cassius, bangle me, baby. Ooh, nice chicken.
Here's some info I dug up on monkeys and moisturizer.
Once again, great job, Sabrina. Can I ask
ask you a personal question, just between friends.
Wow, we're friends? That was fast.
Ask away. What do you think about Josh?
Oh, I never think about Josh. Why would I think about Josh?
I was just wondering if you thought he was cute.
Me? Oh, no, 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 no. I don't go for that unshaven, fishy-looking Pisces type. You?
Yeah, I think he's a babe.
Josh? Are we talking about the same Josh here?
How do you know he's a Pisces?
You know, I just read it in the employee newsletter right next to that fun article on 401Ks. The K stands for kooky.
Did the newsletter happen to mention if he has a girlfriend?
Josh? A girlfriend?
Please. What, do you think he's not into girls?
You heard that rumor too?
Wait a minute. You're not interested in him, are you?
Me? Oh, I may be desperate, but I'm not that desperate. No, the truth is, he strikes me as the loner type. You know, living at home with his mother playing PlayStation 2.
Yeah, he's about to move on to PlayStation 3. I'm gonna ask him out.
Don't speak, just listen. Rebecca's gonna ask you out. Just tell her you have a girlfriend and it'll all be over with. Here she comes, gotta go. By the way, she knows you're a Pisces.
Hey, Josh.
Yeah, that's me. The Pisces.
Listen, I just wanted to ask you something.
Ask me anything. And if I don't know, I'll ask my girlfriend.
You have a girlfriend?
Oh, do I have a girlfriend?
So, he is seeing someone.
Bummer!
It's just so weird. I've never heard him talk about anyone.
Oh, really? He's worked here for 3 months and he's never even mentioned his girlfriend?
Maybe he's a very private person. Or maybe he is not that serious about her.
He is so. I mean, well, who knows, you know? The point is, he's already taken.
Sabrina, I am going to put you on a very special assignment. One where those investigative skills are really going to come in handy.
Lay it on me.
Find out who this girl is that Josh is dating.
Me? I mean, you want me to find out?
Yes. And see if you can find out just how serious they are.
Fine, but I really think all this research is a waste of time. I mean, Josh doesn't strike me as your type. What about Gordon in accounting? He's adorable.
He is 70.
But he just got a new heart.
I give it to you for 40 lira, eh?
Please. I could buy this for 20 at Caesar's Palace Las Vegas, plus get a free spin on the wheel.
30 lira, and I throw in this handcrafted rattan kebab.
Take it. 15 lira, final offer, or we go to the thief in the next stall.
20.
We're out of here.
Okay. 15 lira, but no.
So we have a deal?
Does Nero fiddle, huh?
Did you hear that, Morgan? We have a deal!
Pay the man and show him your finger so he can size you.
Do me a favor, huh? Next time, leave Princess at home.
In your dreams, Toga Boy. From now on, Princess comes with me on every Roman holiday.
Hail Caesar!
When it comes to jewelry, Princess is worth her weight in gold. So what do you say we hit Neiman Marcus Aurelius? Morgan? Morgan? Cassius, I lost Princess.
Perhaps I can interest you in a matching breastplate?
How much?
I'm in deep, Miles. Rebecca wants me to find out who Josh's girlfriend is and then report back to her.
Well, you could
come clean about Josh and me dating. I thought of that. But then Rebecca would hate me for lying to her, and I'll blow whatever progress I've made so far.
Why don't you just
say Josh isn't dating anyone anymore, but then Rebecca will be all over him again.
Well, what about
just keeping up the charade? It is the only plausible option, but then I still have to come up with some fictitious girlfriend.
Have you ever considered
that's it?
Letting me finish a sentence?
Hey, don't speak, just listen. Roxy is your girlfriend.
Roxy? Are you nuts?
No, but you are. About her. Gotta go.
Man, gotta stop hanging out by this water cooler.
Can I help you, miss?
I'm looking for my boyfriend, Josh.
Oh, that must make you Josh's girlfriend.
Only for the next 5 minutes. And remember, I like my jeans folded and my t-shirts hand washed.
There's a woman after your man. I mean, my man. I mean, I never agreed to hand wash anything. Let's go. Rebecca, look who's here. Josh's girlfriend.
Hi, honey. How's it going?
Good. Well, thanks for stopping by.
They're a couple. Yeah, a couple people madly in love.
They didn't even kiss her hello.
Oh, I'm sure there's all kinds of passion bubbling underneath the surface.
Okay. Come here, you sexy thing, you. What are you doing?
What were you doing?
Trying to kiss my sweetie?
Well, find yourself another sweetie. I'll make Miles do my laundry.
Did you hear that? She just broke up with Josh. You know what that means, don't you?
We have to do everything in our power to get them back together.
No! We do everything in our power to get me together with Josh. How do you think I should approach him?
Well, give him a year or two to get over it, and then give him another year to sow his wild oats, and then if you're still interested, ask him out for coffee.
Zelda, I need you to come with me to ancient Rome.
I'm running.
You don't understand. I went back to the Colosseum. I found this gorgeous ring. I didn't get the key fob.
You'll get to the point. I'm one step away from discovering cold fusion.
I took Morgan with me and I lost her.
I'll get my purse.
So now Rebecca's hot on your tail again. What am I gonna do?
I'll tell you what you're not gonna do. Fix me up with any more girls like Roxy. I think she tore my rotator cuff.
I wanted you to kiss her, not swallow her tonsils.
Hey, you're the one who told me to really sell the girlfriend thing.
Look, I'm sorry I got you involved in this whole big lie. I promise I'll make it up to you.
Yeah, starting when?
Starting now. Well.
Rebecca!
I bet this wasn't in the employee newsletter.
I can explain.
No need to. The picture's worth 1,000 words. I knew you liked him.
I don't, really! Rebecca, this is all my fault.
Save it, Sabrina. It won't be an issue anymore.
You think she knows?
Figure she'd be in the last place we looked. Okay, here's the plan. You distract the eunuch while I smuggle Morgan out. Why do I always have to distract the eunuch?
Because you're always the one that gets us into these ridiculous scenarios.
That's why. Fine, I'll distract the eunuch.
Oh, hey, Baldy. You got a little olive oil right there.
Put me down, my nails are still wet.
You'll never get away with this. My boyfriend is in charge of this whole empire.
Oh, well, that was fun. Nothing like trying to outrun half the Roman army with a giant urn on your head.
Oh, come on. It's not like you didn't get a few phone numbers.
Hilda, that had to be one of your more spectacular screw-ups.
Like I'm the only one who ever screws up?
Hardly. May I direct your attention to the dining room?
Well, well, well. What do we have here?
A not-so-itsy-bitsy spider.
Hi, guys. Just hanging out.
Looks like somebody got herself tangled up in a web of lies. There must have been some pretty elaborate lies to get caught in a web this big.
Thank God. Someone to take the heat off me.
Well, I'll tell you all about them after you cut me out.
That's only a temporary fix.
Well, how can I permanently solve my problem?
You have to go to the people you lied to and tell the truth.
You know, I think I'll just stay here. Start my own website. Okay, I'm just gonna tell Rebecca the whole story from beginning to end. Hopefully she'll see that my intentions were good and I'll be forgiven.
Okay, wait. You might want to lose the cobweb.
Has anyone seen Rebecca?
No. She must have come in the middle of the night and cleared out all her stuff.
Josh, did you hear that? Rebecca's gone. I've totally humiliated the Star reporter.
With a great big assist from me.
No. I'm the one who got us into this mess in the first place. And now I'm going to get us out of it.
No, Lucy, not another plan.
Excuse me. Everybody, gather around and listen up. Contrary to what my fine acting skills may have led you to believe, I do not find Josh a pathetic mama's boy. In fact, the sorry truth is that Josh and I are dating. Yep, that's right. Josh and I are boyfriend-girlfriend, an item. We're absolutely crazy about each other.
I get the point.
But just because Josh got me the job does not mean that I lack the ability to be accepted on my own terms. True, I should have never lied about the relationship. But trust me, nobody feels worse than I do that this paper lost its best reporter because of me.
Hey, Rebecca didn't leave because of you. She got a job as a foreign correspondent for the Washington Post.
What?
She said she was going to stop by that coffee joint you work at and say goodbye.
Making my little outburst completely unnecessary and me the object of total humiliation. Thank you, good night.
Who the heck was that?
Beats me.
I think she cleans the bathroom.
Roxy was right. Secrecy and lying come back to haunt you.
Sabrina, I know why you did it, and there's nothing wrong with wanting to be accepted for who you are and not who you're dating. But please, just promise me one thing. From now on, everything will be out in the open.
You got it. Hey, I guess this means we don't have to hide in a corner to kiss anymore.
I knew there was an upside.
People, please, show a little class, will you? What do you think the supply room is for?
It all seems so real. I was dating this Roman emperor, and I was living in this beautiful palace.
Nice memory spell. She remembers every detail.
She doesn't.
Oh, and you were there too, Hilda. And so was Zelda. She clobbered this bald fat man with her purse.
No, I distracted the eunuch.
What, do you want a medal? I hope you've learned your lesson about shopping in ancient Rome.
Believe me, I am so through with ancient Rome. Morgan,
ever shop for sapphires in Mesopotamia?